Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. This is my dad, Ted.
Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. You ever need an extra push or reason to do something? Have you ever found yourself feeling like you have a lead vest on that's weighing you down, or that you just can't find the will to move yourself to the next expectation? That you just want to bury yourself under a pile of blankets and emerge the next day or season? If so, you're pretty normal. However, there is a way to get yourself moving, and that is to put the world around you into perspective. I was listening to a song the other day that came up on a mix while I was working out, and it has a few great lines in it that motivated me, because here was a young artist singing about keeping life in perspective, and the song is called 100 Bad Days and is by AJR. The lyrics are great, and I want to break down the song, but here, listen to it for a minute first.
I wrote a song that no one knows. I played a show and no one showed. Oh my God, I felt so alone. Lucky me. When all is going wrong and you're scared as hell, what you gonna do? Who you gonna tell? Maybe a
100 bad days made 100 good stories. 100 good stories make me interesting at parties.
100 bad days made 100 good stories. 100 good stories make me interesting at parties, yeah. No, I ain't scared of you. No, I ain't scared of you no more.
I think that my favorite line is the refrain. 100 bad days make 100 good stories. He's right. Because at the end of every experience, our opportunity to reflect upon our experiences is critical. And when you're young or old, it never feels good while you are living in a bad moment. But what struck me like a brick to the head was that all of these bad days lead us to getting to tell a story about it further down the road in life. If I've learned anything over the course of my life, it is that true leaders relish bad moments because they recognize that they are an investment in wisdom. No one looks forward to bad moments, but as time moves on, the lessons learned grow and the pain or frustration eases. There have been things that have occurred in my life and career that cut, scarred, and then calloused my skin and my emotions. However, time has allowed those moments to become opportunities for me to support others, avoid similar situations, and reflect with a smile on my face because I get to talk about it, or I get to help others as a result of those experiences. One such example was when I got to say goodbye to one of the people I love the most in my life. Virginia Horch was born in 1920. When she was 3, her mother died of a heart condition, and she was sent to live with her grandparents. When she was 12, her father died from complications from mustard gas exposure from being a veteran of the trenches of World War I. She then was bounced to an orphanage and finally settled with her aunt and uncle. Talk about 100 bad days. During the Great Depression, she graduated from high school and moved to Milwaukee, where she lived with a group of young women while World War II was raging and worked as the secretary supporting the war effort at her company. Advance the story to her successfully raising 4 children in the 50s, 60s, and early 70s, and living in Milwaukee supporting her family. I first met her in 1971, when I was a day old. I don't remember this meeting, but when I look at the pictures, I see a lot of joy on her face. Everyone has their own memories of people, and I can tell you this. I became incredibly close with her through tragedy. My best friend and hero was her husband, my grandfather, and he passed away way too young in his late 50s. I was 10 years old and crushed. But what ended up happening was the two of us, my grandmother and I, got together more as she needed someone to be around, and I loved the memories of being with the two of them. Now, my grandmother was a complicated woman. Who wouldn't be if they had lived through all of this? And she was not too shy about sharing what she thought. As a matter of fact, I think I actually got that trait from her, because one time she called me out on it. And she said to me, very politely, "Teddy, sometimes people can be a little too honest, and right now, you're being a little too honest." However, she was the first person I'd introduce any girl I liked to. She was who I went to when I was hurting. She was who I called if I accomplished something, and she was always there to tell me something and give me advice because she had so many experiences that she could tell me a really good story about. Grandma Jenny lived to see her four children give her 10 grandchildren and meet two great-grandchildren, and she lived into her 90s. So the year I turned 40, I went to visit her as her health was failing the week of my own birthday. And I, as always, was giving her a hard time about being so old that she had a 40-year-old grandson. She looked at me and threatened to give me a what for, which was her code word for a whack in the butt, something I heard often as a young and wild boy. But as I was leaving, I leaned in to tell her that I loved her, and she responded by putting her hand on mine and saying something that I hear daily in my head today. Teddy, it all works out in the end. I saw her two more times before she passed away, but she was unable to speak and she was always sleeping when I was with her. I think that we both got to tell each other what we needed to. Me, that she was one of the greatest loves of my life, and her, to me, that no matter what, it'll be okay. So when I hear songs like 100 Bad Days Make 100 Good Stories, I immediately think of Jenny, the most pessimistic optimist that ever lived. I think of her spirit and how she taught me something that I am reminded of every single day by my good friend Aaron and many others. And that is simply that I get to learn from these things. I get to be here. I get to serve you. I get to face the crisis. And I get to be present for others because it'll all work out in the end. I've always combined these two statements because in my mind, they're powerful together. I get to face this situation because it will all work out in the end. I get to. Get to is a powerful mindset that can literally shift how you think and act. Bad moments provide us the opportunity to determine what we are going to do and how we will act. Getting to do anything in life is a gift. So how do you motivate yourself when you face something difficult? As I explained, I hear my grandmother Ginny's voice in my head. But when you face situations in classrooms, boardrooms, and life, what do you do to get yourself going? Well, let's explore this a little bit through another song that I heard the other day. Take a listen.
I used to have to hang with Dad, wash his car, and cut the grass. It took all day, and I hated that, till his heart attack last June. He's helping Dad or something I don't have to do. I get to, I get to. I get to wake up early. I get to go to work. I get to make an honest living. I put my hands down in the dirt. I get to hear Grandma complain about all the little aches of pain. Get to rock my baby girl to sleep. Spend my weekends coaching Little League. There's a lot of things I don't have to do. I get to. Yes, I do.
Did you hear that? Now, I really like this song by Blue Country. The message and the eventual mindset that is propelled throughout the lyrics. But I don't like that he needed a tragedy to get there. And sometimes I don't like that my own tragedy is what helped get me into a positive mindset. But I get it. We're all going through life and we tend to get comfortable and start to take things for granted. But you're a leader. And a leader is focused on others. And that means you get to lead. Which means you need to help others see their get to moments. You need to lead by example and show people how we get to do this thing called life. And leadership. Here are examples of powerful ways in which you can shift your mindset. You're out hiking and you get lost with others. Well, you get to extend the adventure and time together. You lose possession of the ball in a match. Now you get to play defense and shut down the other team. You're given another student in a class of 30. Well, now you get one more opportunity to support learning and change the life of another person. Getting to is a big deal. It's an obligation, but it's also a gift. No one should have to wait until something bad happens to recognize the gift that they get to do something to influence another people or get to be in that moment. Getting to is a mindset that allows you to fuel optimism, do the most for the people around you, and increase your personal engagement in your own world. At the end of the day, what is most critical is the ability to pivot when it is not the situation you envisioned or desired, and shift to the mindset that not only is it going to be okay, but this is a position that you get to be in. First, because you're alive. Second, because it's your calling. And third, because others are depending upon you to be awesome. 100 bad days will make 100 good stories because it will all work out in the end, and you get to be in that moment where you want to be or not. At the end of every experience, you have two perspectives. There are things that happen to you, or there are things you get to be a part of. And I don't know what you're thinking right now, but I believe that no matter what circumstance I'm facing, I am so lucky that I get to be in it, and I am blessed that I get to deal with it. So let's do some smart thinking. Describe what you normally don't want to do that now you get to do. List ways in which you can create the conditions for yourself and others so that you can begin to recognize that it'll all work out in the end. And describe your most recent bad day that will become a great story. That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. As always, thank you for listening, and please share this on your social media platform and rate this episode on your platform. Thank you to the Well Pennies for their great music. Last, this episode was sparked by two recent events. One was when my good friend Aaron Sadoff was speaking to our staff at CISA 6 and reminding us of the idea of we're getting to be there, that we're getting to be participating in life and leadership. And the other was when I was coaching a new superintendent. She was facing a very sticky situation, and one that I had unfortunately had a lot of empathy for because I had dealt with something just like it once. As I heard the pain and frustration in her voice, I remembered how I had felt years ago when I was dealing with the same thing. I didn't tell her it was going to be okay or that there's going to be an easy solution out there. Instead, I listened, I offered her perspective, and then I heard myself say that whether you believe this or not, this will one day be funny, and you will feel bad now, but in the end, it'll all work out because you get to help these people. After I hung up the phone, I looked up through the sunroof and said, "Thanks for the wisdom, Grandma Ginny." And then the song 100 Bad Days came on, and all I thought to myself was, "Holy smoke, I think my grandma just told me to do this podcast." Leadership is your ability to influence other people. So this week, focus on one idea and spread it to others. That idea is that you get to be a leader. So lead. Lead with zeal and optimism. Because in the end, that's what a buffalo leader does. They get to run into the storm. No, I ain't scared of you. 100 bad days made 100 good stories. 100 good stories make me interesting at parties, yeah. No, I ain't scared of you. No, I ain't scared of you no more.